Avoid corona trouble, stop shaking, and do the Wuhan shuffle. Close physical contact needs to be avoided to prevent coronavirus transmission. So stop shaking hands and greet instead with your feet. Take the cue from the viral video originating from Wuhan. Yes, that same exact city which is the repository and cause of so much of this world's present-day COVID-19 misery. Latest figures show more than 2,915 deaths in China, 200 elsewhere, and horrifyingly huge, 80,174 at the last count, the number of COVID-19 infectees. Elsewhere in the world, there are now 8,774 confirmed cases and 128 deaths, with Iran, Italy and South Korea the hardest hit. Daily, advice is being given how simple basic adherence to personal hygiene is all it takes to avoid what has become a deadly virus. How basic can it get? Wash your hands often, which is what one would or should do as a matter of course. Sneeze or cough into a hanky or paper tissue, and avoid getting overly physical. Now, this is where our social mores, traditional methods of interaction and social bonding comes for scrutiny and needs modern-day revision. The most common form of greeting, shaking hands, is now discouraged, as this form of physical contact is a surefire way of transmitting all manner of germs from one person to the next. Benign as it may appear, each palm-to-palm contact gives rise to the offer and acceptance of anything from the current COVID craze to E. coli. And do you know where E. coli originates? Hint, hint. It is where you go and what you do first thing in the morning. So, with this need to be less physical in mind, the weary Wuhanese have come up with a novel, sorry, I cannot resist the temptation, way of translating Nihaoma in physical fashion. Instead of shaking hands, they shake Wuhan, and thence was born the Wuhan Shake, or maybe we should call it the Wuhan Shuffle. It is all the rage in Wuhan. When two people meet and stand face to face, they do the Wuhan Shake, which involves thrusting the right foot forward, followed by the left foot. Apparently, it does not matter if the left foot is as virus-laden as the right pedal, because one does not tend to stuff a big toe into one's mouth. Or does one? The Wuhan Shake reminds me of the Hokey Pokey song by the Snowman that made a novel. That pesky word again. Climbed up the United Kingdom pop charts in the early 1980s. The lyrics go, put your right foot in, you take your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around. Indeed, what an opportune time to co-opt the Hokey Pokey. And this time, global survival is the goal, rather than musical entertainment. This tendency to refrain from physical form of greeting is now an accepted form of tradition that is being ditched away by even the most overly effete of the Gallic species. The French and the Italians have been advised to refrain from the traditional two or three pecks on the cheek whenever they meet and greet each other. That, I guess, should apply to other cultures where it is customary to hug and cheek kiss, even amongst perfect strangers. So the advice is, forget Olivia Newton-John, who memorably scored a musical hit with her Let's Get Physical, where she goes on to croon that she wants to hear the body talk, and opt for, now, papal restraint, if not entirely, celibacy.